We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Once again, for those who are just tuning in, we are talking about social media, the new porn, who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women. We have Tori Lynn in the studio, as well as Miss Figure A, who has so much to say. Senator P and Keys in the studio. Let's get some women to call in. Let's go to our phone lines and let's talk to a sister. We have LaShawn on the telephone lines from Union City. Who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women? Let's say you, LaShawn.
Well, I have to say, hey, everybody, I have to say, I think women do, and I think it's because we can. We know that people will enjoy it. But I wanted to call in because one of your guests said that men don't want to walk down the aisle with someone who downs a cucumber. Not true. I have to disagree with that. I think you can down a cucumber, you cannot down a cucumber. It really does just depend on what he's into, what he likes, and what he's attracted to. That doesn't make you a dirty person if you want to do a banana or a cucumber or an apple or whatever fruit or vegetable you choose. I think it's just what about he likes and what he vibes with. I think we're in an age now where men have broken outside of the traditional barriers of what a woman is expected to be like as his wife. Of course, you know, if they're not into, alternative lifestyles, I think the main thing is for her to be committed and monogamous. But if they're not, they just need to be on the same page. So that's my opinion about that, and I'm enjoying the conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, LaShawn. All right. 404-892-2703. Let's go over to Todd. What's up, Todd?
Sean, Gabby.
Hey, Todd.
It's your side hustle, Gabby. I'm telling you, you should be doing this. Tori Lynn.
Yes.
Senator P, why do you call yourself that? Miss Keys,
hey.
Why do you call yourself that? And Figure Eight, why do you call yourself Figure Eight? I'm going to answer the questions. I just wanted to make sure that that question was out there. Especially, why do you call yourself Figure Eight? Because it's definitely connected to my answer. The answer to the first question is women post more, without a doubt, on social media, period, overall. And then for this particular conversation, women post more because women are more inclined to draw visual responses to something about themselves. That's their nature. And you see it in every aspect of life. If you go to any department store out at Lenox, the first, I'm going to say 20 yards of the department store are for the fashion for women. That's just the truth. Cars are designed often because of these types of things and so forth and so on. So that's the answer to the question. Would I date somebody? It sounded like you were asking two questions. And I'm speaking as a guy who has gone to the grocery store with women for that purpose. Let me see what you could do with this cucumber. That's exciting. Okay? I'm telling you from my own experience, knowing what she could do with that, it gives major insight on something else. Ooh. So I don't know that I would want to see. Now, the second part of the question is, would I want to see her doing it on social media and be with her on a regular basis? Probably not. People play around. I'm gonna find out what kind of person you are overall, because I've known people that have done all kinds of things on social media, and some of them are acceptable to me because I know what kind of person they are overall. And the same thing with other things that are connected to sexual behavior. I'm good friends with three former strippers now, and they were making a lot of money as strippers, but they weren't garden tools, you know, they weren't floozies. That was their thing. And it's exciting to know that somebody could be so comfortable with her very nice figure and do those types of things. So it's a little bit disingenuous to say that a man wouldn't want somebody for that purpose, especially if he's somewhere close to that. So he wants to see what she could do with a reasonable facsimile. Why do you call yourself Figure Eight? Why is your name Senator Keys? Where did you get Keys from? Particularly you, Figure Eight, because I don't think you'd be straight up. I'm listening.
Okay, Ty, appreciate it.
A man actually gave me that name. A man. I was shaped like an eight. You know, I have a whole Coke bottle
situation, actually a man gave it to me. And I was like, okay, cool. It's simple. It's easy for me to say and someone can follow. I mean, it wasn't like rocket science. I'm not real deep when it comes to Instagram names. I'm kind of shallow. I really don't care. I done been Courtney 90K, Seawoods 411, stupid stuff, something that got to do with my name. And really, yeah, that's it. Nothing.
And Keys is my last name, actually. So, like I said, I did internet radio, and my name is Keys Run Tell That. So my segment was basically telling what's going on and how I feel and what's going on in the streets. So that's where I got Keys from. I just used my last name, and I went with it.
Okay, and Senator P.
Yeah, Senator P. Okay, I came up with that because I believe the Senate calls the shots, right? So Congress and the president has to go through the Senate. Since I know I call the shots, I'm Senator P and has a nice ring to it. That's why I call myself that, Senator P.
Okay, well, that answers your question, Ty. We really appreciate it. 404-892-2703. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Anthony from Atlanta. Anthony, who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women?
I would tend to say women. I would tend to say men post physical media, and that's probably half and half in terms of how the body looks, whether you have a six-pack or whether the girl has the booty or whatever. But let me say this. I'm a marriage, family, and relationship counselor, and I have been for over 15 years. And I was listening to the discussion, and first thing I got to say is that I think the ladies on the line on your show today are representing with serious respect. And I respect that. I really do. And your last two callers, I disagree with them. I think what people find, sir, is that they determine their truth or their facts by their personal experiences. And as a person who's counseled thousands, I mean thousands of men and women and couples, I have to tell you the overall idea of what they are saying and sharing. So I don't just get my truth or my facts from my personal experiences. But that being said, you know, once people, I mean, it's fine when we do all these things, people do all these little sexual things when they're dating or when they're in a relationship even. But once you get married and, you know, this is something my parents taught me before I became a marriage, family, and relationship counselor, and they were married 54 years. My wife's parents were married 46 till their spouses passed. So that's 100 years of teaching. And one thing I learned at that point was when you really, really, really are in love with somebody, love tends to neutralize part of the lust element. And so those things may be exciting when you're dating and when you're in relationships and when you're shopping around or seeing who's out there or seeing what's up, that sort of thing, as you young people say it. But, you know, once you're really, really in love with someone, you got to ask yourself, you know, what changes do you really, does love take the front line in front of lust? And do you really want, as these ladies were saying on your show, you really, guys, overall, as they relate to me, they don't want to just think about that walking down the aisle. They don't. They don't want to just bring that type of woman, I mean, that type of action, rather, not type of woman. I'm not judging her. That type of action home, you know, knowing that in their head when they're sitting at the dinner table with their mom introducing her that she's going to be the mother of his children and she's going to be his wife. So I just wanted to share those things with you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony. All right, 404-892-2703. And that's what I want to talk about as we getting ready to close this edition of Love and Relationship Show, Social Media, The New Porn. What we haven't talked about is the children, because kids go on social media. Yeah. They go online all the time. I think kids go on social media and online more than adults.
They do.
Let's go over to the phone lines and speak to BZ from Las Vegas. BZ, welcome. Do you think men, which one you think, men or women?
Peace and blessings, queens and kings. When it comes down to the social media and all that, it's definitely the women. As it sits right now, I'm actually watching one of your guests on Facebook Live, and she posted a question. Gentlemen, would you wife a young woman who did the cucumber challenge? And as far as I'm seeing it, my standpoint on that is, with these challenges, because I'm coming from a godly standpoint, and you have to think about that also, depending on the standpoint you're coming from. If you're coming from a worldly standpoint or a godly standpoint, mm-hmm. I'm coming from a godly standpoint. So most of those challenges are worldly and in nature. And on top of that, most of the people who do them are looking for some kind of respect or some kind of recognition or some kind of fame. For me personally, I'm going to have to pass because that's not what I'm looking for in my wife. She's looking to get some kind of recognition or something like that by pulling that off. Nah, it's going to be a no for me, player.
As a Christian, if she was a former stripper or IG model and now she's found Christ, do you think that that would hurt your decision in trying to marry her?
Absolutely not. Because number one, nobody is perfect. Number two, everybody has a past.
Yeah.
What it is that whatever has been done in the past is in the past, and that's where it needs to be left. What needs to happen is if she decides that she wants to live a godly life and the two of you are going in the same direction, that's where you take it from that point forward. You don't move to the past. That's the reason that they call them rearview mirrors, because whatever it is that's behind you is behind you. If you keep on looking at a rearview mirror while you're moving forward, you're going to crash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, BC, 404-892-2703. Okay, so within the little bit of time we have left on loving relationships with friends, we got both parents in the studio. We have Tori Lynn, you're a parent, and Keys, you're a parent. And who else? You're a parent as well? Get on the mic. Miss Vigor, hey. I know the show is almost over, but man.
Yeah, I definitely how old are they?
Okay, so
They're eight.
Okay, so all three of you are parents.
Yes, I am.
How do you all have these conversations with your kids when they go on social media and they look at these type of graphic sexually images?
They're eight. They're not going on social media. Go ahead.
My daughters are 10 and 11, and they have Instagram accounts. One thing about it is that, like, now they're in middle school, and this is now where the problem is. It wasn't social media. And I monitor their accounts because I can access it from my phone. But the thing that happened is now they're in middle school and they're showing porn and stuff on the bus and everything like that. So now, you know, not to be a whistleblower, but I have to say, okay, whoever that person is, go ahead and tell the school counselor. She had to tell them. Now, I am going to have to question when I get back on Tuesday, why does she have to sign this piece of paper that when she whistleblowed? I don't understand that part. But at the same time, if they're on the bus and I have to tell her, look, okay, you're a believer, so you could go ahead and not look at that, or, you know, you don't have to pay attention to that. It's like that. So that's the kind of conversation I have to tell. If something come across your screen, then you just don't, you know, you don't look at it. You hurry up and click off, because that's the enemy. And then on top of that, not only this, did y'all ever see Shrek, the first Shrek? And did you see when he said mirror, mirror, and the mirror was giving him the different, you know, Princess Fiona? Mm-hmm. Did y'all know, if you go, you're going to go back and watch it, he got aroused.
What? Oh, you know all of that stuff he that got happening aroused. In these movies.
Oh, Shrek.
Kids' movies.
Yeah.
All this is
Disney
all subliminal.
Disney can't spell on your children.
Yeah.
It's all about that. You know, they
don't have her putting her name on nobody's paper.
But you have to understand, it ain't just social media that started all this with the kids in school. Because
this is everything.
They've
now
been bringing magazines when we were little in school from drugs and cigarettes. So
it's just easier access.
Yeah, that's it. Because you can show with the phone. But if you've been bringing stuff to school since I was a kid, come on.
Wait, pass the mic over to Keys.
Magazine.
Okay, you see a magazine. That's just a magazine. But actual social media has it where you're at.
Video.
Okay,
video.
But how many Playboy
videos? No, the videos on social media is worse than a magazine.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, they're showing you. So these kids are seeing it. It's totally different. So the conversations that I have with my kids, if it was a magazine, it would be totally different from a magazine than what I'm actually showing, like them seeing actual encounters. Yes.
What about people that steal porn from their parents?
And they're actually having it.
What it is, they just see movement, right?
No,
the magazine
is
a still frame. It's a still frame shot, right? So if you go see, when the kids look at it, those are breasts, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So now we get to go look on video. You see movement, and you actually see the female walking around and doing and jiggling. So that's the only difference. But it's still the same thing.
No. It is not. No, it's different.
Still, when I pictures seen and videos are two. Let's just bring it on
back in the day when I seen
it. So you think your kid not going to get a Woody from a picture?
No, listen.
They're going to get a Woody from a picture. I'll get a Woody from a picture. Right. I'm talking about, but what kids are seeing now, they're seeing things in action. Mm-hmm. That is putting that is bringing in more of the desire.
Back
we've gone past like seeing a picture. Now, there's action. Okay, this is what you do with this. This is going to warrant this reaction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it's different.
It's past
totally
the pictures
different.
Now, what you doing?
Yeah,
I just,
it's totally different.
I think you have to.
Conversation
is
different.
You definitely have to definitely teach your kids about sex
at a young age. You do.
Period.
You do.
I don't know.
Don't
why.
Let social media teach your kids.
Right. I was molested at 3 years old, so I started early with both of my kids. So I was like, look, this is, and when the time came, and it did come. Then she was already ready, which was a blessing. I just still thank God. But she was already ready because she said no, and she was proud of herself. Mm-hmm. And that's why I tell people now, start early because you cannot, because it's cousins, and they've seen this, and they saw it. You know, that's just how it is.
Okay, so let's go around the room. Let's do a final thought. Everybody's final thought, starting with Miss Figure 8. Final thought on this subject.
Y'all got women messed up, number one. Number two. Okay. Y'all got us messed up. But on another note, we can all agree to that women are overly sexualized when it comes to social media. But we're overly sexualized when it comes to television, movies, the mall, the pool, the everything. Everything is over-sexualized when it comes to women. So just to I guess, go for social media alone would be a little unfair and unjust to the whole problem at hand. But
Tori Lynn. Wait, put the mic up.
Like I said about Shrek, when you watch Shrek, and you guys are going to go back and watch it, he got aroused when he was talking about the mirror on the wall. It's just not even social media anymore. It's
everywhere.
What about
these thick cartoons?
Okay.
Like, we going to talk about the cartoons and how small the waist and this is cartoons. So I just think that's unfair.
Okay.
So I'm going to just tell y'all, social media is the devil. It's messing up a lot of relationships. It's messing just everything up. It's the devil. Stay away from it.
Okay. And Senator P?
The whole thing is separate entertainment from reality. Mm-hmm. Simple and plain. You know what's up. You know what to do. You want to be safe. And just take care of yourself. And stop getting the butt shots and implants, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.